Hi, this is Dr. Marisa Snyder, and today we'll be mapping the essential oil of wild orange on the 15-minute matrix.
Welcome to the 15-minute matrix. I'm Andrea Nakayama, functional medicine nutritionist and your host. This is the podcast that brings you bite-sized insights and lessons on how to use the most important tool in functional medicine and functional nutrition. Today on the 15-Minute Matrix, I'll be speaking with Dr. Marisa Snyder. Dr. Marisa is a women's hormone expert and the author of 6 books, including the best-selling The Dash Diet Cookbook. For the past 9 years, she has lectured at wellness centers, hospitals, conferences, and corporations on hormone health and essential oils, nutrition, and detoxification. She's also the creator of the Women's Balance Summit, designed to empower women to create the health and life they deserve. Dr. Marisa has been featured on Fox News, MindBody Green, Dr. Oz, The Huffington Post, and in Women's Health, Shape, and Self magazines. And essential oils are such a fun and interesting topic. You're going to love the highlight and specificity of today's episode and the ways in which you can put one thing into practice in your practice right away. Let's get started. Hi, Dr. Marisa. Welcome to the 15-Minute Matrix.
Thank you so much for having me. It is such a blessing to be here today.
You are so sweet. And you are the perfect person to presence for us the discussion of essential oils in health and medicine. So what do you see as the way that we as practitioners can use essential oils in our recommendations?
Absolutely. Such a great question. You know, I began using oils in practice several years ago. And one of the reasons I started using them is, you know, a lot of my patients, a big part of my journey was so much in nutrition because nutrition plays such a big role in our ability to heal. But it takes a while to kind of create that journey. And a lot of my patients were still relying on over-the-counter medications. They were relying on other pharmaceutical medications, and not to say that that's not a time and a place for all of that, and there's definitely a need. But I was looking for something, you know, a type of plant-based medicine that was really going to help support patients during moments of stress, during moments of overwhelm, but also, you know, in terms of a topical application, how could they ease stomach discomfort or maybe a sore shoulder? And really having an acute solution that provided a lot of benefit without the concern of a lot of side effects. And that's when I really got into the research of using essential oils. And initially, you know, my experience with essential oils was a lot of people's experience, which is I'd go to a massage parlor or I'd go to a spa and they would use aromatherapy on me, and it was always so calming and relaxing. But I just didn't understand that there was a lot more science and research to it, and that they could be used for targeted solutions. And so as I began to do my research and learn about the different chemical constituents, and I know we're going to be focusing on one today, which I'm so excited about, I was really blown away by how beneficial they are to our body, to our tissues, the neuromusculoskeletal system, to our hormones, to our emotional well-being. So I began using them on my patients in the office, and the results were instantaneous. And that's probably the most exciting thing about the use of oils is, one, not only how safe they are, but how experiential they are. Like, they go to work so quickly. You know, if I had a patient come in and they were feeling super bloated or had some type of indigestion, I could literally recommend an oil, have them apply it right there in the office, and then within 3 to 5 minutes, they would experience relief. And we saw this hundreds and hundreds of times, you know, in anecdotal experiences in the office. But then there's also clearly research. You can see that peppermint is great at creating better peristalsis in the digestive system. It's good at easing cramps as well in smooth muscle. And so you start to look at what menthol and peppermint can do for the digestive system and realize, oh, you know, there's more research that backs this up.
I love this because what you get to bring to the table for us are some of the mechanisms, some of the physiological mechanisms. And my first experience really with essential oils was when my husband was ill and in his second round of chemo, and we had to go back to some old forms of chemo because they kind of ran out of options for him. There were no new trials that he could do anymore. And he experienced so much nausea. It was horrible. And the tangerine essential oil on his pressure points, on his acupressure points, was the one thing that worked for his to actually mitigate his nausea. And I've since used that with other people going through chemo, with morning sickness, with anybody experiencing nausea, motion sickness. And I don't really understand the mechanisms. I just know it worked for him. So let's take one oil, one scent, and look at what it does and how it does it. And if I'm right, we're going to take a relative possibly of tangerine and look at wild orange. Is that correct?
That's correct. So I wanted to look at wild orange, also known as sweet orange. Both of the, it's one and the same. Scientific name is the Citrus sinensis, and it's, you know, it's used for aromatic, topical, internal. It's cold pressed from the rind and it just smells divine. And yes, very similar to tangerine in the sense that they both have a really important chemical constituent, which is in the monoterpene category, which is a 10 carbon chain, and that's known as limonene. And both tangerine and wild orange have about 89 to 96% limonene content, which means they're pretty much made up of that chemical constituent. And so we'll get to talk a little bit about what limonene does for the body on a chemical level. And I'm just so excited because this oil is a game changer, not only for mood support, but immune system support and so much more. It's literally my favorite essential oil.
Ooh, I love that. So what you're speaking into here, if we look at the story section of the matrix over on the left, the antecedents, triggers, and mediators, you're really talking about how essential oils and what we're going to talk about today with the wild orange, it works as a mediator for these things that we're experiencing. So it works to help mediate whatever we might be talking into today. So let's go into one particular node of the central or soup part of the matrix and talk about what wild orange can do for us and our patients or clients.
Absolutely. So I think one of the most profound ways that essential oils have played a role with my patients and then just readers and women that I've worked with, because I'll be honest with you, I mostly work with women, is a big part of the emotional well-being. And so what we know about limonene is that it's been proven to be not only up, it's really interesting, this adaptability of an oil like wild orange and the limonene chemical constituent, because in some parts it's very uplifting, and that's the reason why I use it. I think it's one of the most incredible mood boosting oils you can use, but also a lot of people use it as a tranquilizing essential oil as well. And so when we look into the connection with aromatherapy, specifically the application of breathing an oil in, inhaling an oil, we know that those chemical constituents, that limonene, connects in with the olfactory bulb, connects in with those glial cells right there at the olfactory bulb and heads into the limbic brain, where it begins to create, you know, either, I think it really depends on the person, what they're dealing with in terms of that adaptive experience. Mm-hmm. If someone's feeling overwhelmed or stressed, or they've got that experience of mental chatter before sleep, this oil can act very tranquilizing. But then it also can create a mood boosting experience depending on if someone is just kind of in a, let's maybe it's a depressive state, or it's a state where they're just feeling down in the dumps. Like they're just having one of those blah days, or maybe they need a little bit of extra motivating. And so that oil kind of goes into the limbic brain, you know, connecting with the amygdala and the hypothalamus, and really starts to create some powerful changes there on a neurochemistry level, and creates kind of an experience based on what the person is needing at the moment.
I really appreciate here how we're connecting the mind, spirit, emotions, community, the hormones and neurohormones. We really get into this web, and then also the stress and resilience, how you can keep a bottle, a little bottle of the essential oil with you, keep it around, give it a sniff, dab it on, I'm assuming, your skin. We'll talk about application a little bit later, but I love how we can start to see this web. And limonene, as you mentioned, is such a strong component in working with immunity as well. Can you talk about those mechanisms a little bit more with wild orange and how you might use it with somebody who's immune challenged?
Absolutely. So some of the biggest research going on with particularly limonene, so that being a monoterpene, is that it has a lot of activity in terms of, you know, stopping oxidative stress. The biggest research I've seen is there's over 50 different research studies that investigate the cancer fighting effects of orange oils and their active chemical constituents, particularly the limonene. And I'm trying to remember, there's specifically that monoterpene activity induces apoptosis and growth regulating proteins. So that is some of the research that's going on in terms of helping to ensure the oxidative stress is suppressed in the body. And I have a ton of research articles that I can point to. But then when it comes to the immune system as well, we know that essential oils like wild orange, lemon, but specifically oils that have the limonene content, are great at combating bacterial infections, suppressing things like salmonella. There's research there, and then also suppressing viruses. You know, one of my favorite immune boosting essential oil blend has a combination of orange and clove and rosemary, because all of those oils have been demonstrated to be wonderful antivirals. And from what I understand, is they're helping to stop the transcription of viral DNA into mRNA.
That's really just fascinating. I always have questions, Dr. Marisa, about food grade essential oils, how we integrate them onto our skin, into our baths, into the air. What are your favorite usages, and what are some unusual ways that we can bring them in?
So one of the reasons why I was really excited about talking about this very specific oil is that really sky's the limit. You know, we use this oil for green cleaning. All of our green cleaning products have wild orange in them, because we know that, again, the research demonstrates that this oil kills bacteria. It's a disinfectant. It smells amazing. So you get that emotional benefit. Not that anyone really, I mean, some people do enjoy cleaning, but you get more of an enjoyment out of it when you're using aromatherapy. And so it has a lot of protective properties in that way. So yes, you can. We use them as flavor enhancers. I add a drop of wild orange to my matcha green smoothie every single morning. And so you do have to be mindful. We'll talk a little bit about internal usage. But the two most important ways to use an essential oil, particularly this wild orange, is going to be aromatic, which we talked a little bit about earlier, just inhaling that. And not only do we get all of those emotional and neurochemical benefits, but also when you breathe in an essential oil, they also go into the lungs, through the alveoli, and then into the bloodstream. And so you're getting all of those antioxidant properties just by breathing the oil in. It's going to be the quickest way to get an oil into the system is by breathing it in. So aromatic has a lot of benefits. That's why I recommend diffusing essential oils around the house, especially in the office. One of my favorite studies happened at the Vanderbilt University, where they were pumping wild orange specifically with diffusers all over the ER, and they were looking at ER nurses and ER doctors, and the stress levels for each of them ranged around 90% pre-aromatherapy. So they did this survey, and then they diffused these oils, I want to say, pretty much around the clock, 24/7, because the ER is open, right, 24/7, for 2 weeks. And then they did a post-survey on all of the doctors and nurses, and on average, their stress levels had decreased, and just their Their happiness levels had increased over 70%. Their stress levels decreased over 50%. And then just their overall well-being was significantly higher. And so I think one of the best benefits is just helping to support stress levels, helping to just really create a really wonderful environment, not only in your home, but I think this is such a great tool for doctor's offices. Like I think of dental offices.
Right.
People are always so scared to go to the dentist. You know, there's a lot of drills in there. So understandably so. But even in the ER, in the hospital, you know, having aromatherapy in there just really creates a more relaxed environment during times that are very scary and stressful for people. So aromatherapy through diffusion or just directly breathing, just at the, like holding a bottle and breathing that bottle to your nose. It's just such a wonderful way to kind of get the oils into the system and have them do what I call, you know, just doing that good work for you. The second way to use them is going to be topical. Now, when it comes to oils, they are 50 to 70 times, in some instances, up to 90 times more powerful than our herb counterpart. So one drop of an essential oil goes a really long way. So I always recommend diluting. One, because oils are volatile, so once they hit room temperature, they actually go into gas state. Mm. So that's, you know, when you have a, let's say I had a bottle of wild orange that I just opened, those chemical constituents will travel pretty quickly in the air that someone across the room will smell it. So that is such a, it's so fun to open up a bottle of wild orange on a plane and people all around me on a flight are just like, what is that? What is that? They want it. They want it so bad because it has such a wonderful, profound benefit to them as well. So topical application, in order to keep the oils on the skin, the best way to do that is with a carrier oil. So a fatty oil like coconut oil, almond seed oil, jojoba oil. That way the oil isn't evaporating on the skin surface while it's going into the skin. So, and also again, oils, because they are so powerful, they can create, not all of them do, but some of them can create a little bit of an irritation on the skin. So especially for children and young adults, it's always great to dilute. You get more bang for your buck that way. You ensure they actually get into the skin and you avoid any potential irritation. So that's important as well. And then when it comes to internal usage, you know, not all oils are safe to use internal, and most grades of essential oils, I would say about 90% of essential oils created currently on the market are not designed, they weren't created to be used internally. That means the purification practices just weren't in place to use them internally. So you want to be really mindful. And when you know you have an oil that can be internally used, a supplemental label will actually be on the bottle. So as I'm looking at my little wild orange right here that I added to my green smoothie this morning, I can see that there's a supplemental label. And we use this oil all the time in cooking. One of my favorite things to do is whipping up coconut milk and adding a couple drops of wild orange and then dipping raspberries and strawberries.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Beautiful flavor boost. But again, all of those antioxidants, even vitamin C can be found in wild orange as well. So you're getting a lot of amazing benefit and that extra flavor to boot. But you do have to make sure that you're using a high quality oil. And again, they're pretty hard. They're not very many out there. So you just have to be mindful. Always read your labels. Pretty much, and let's be honest, in everything that we utilize these days, you always want to be very label savvy, but especially with your oils. You know, if an oil says don't topically apply, it's probably not an oil worth buying at all, because that really worries me. You know, when you're breathing an oil in, it's the quickest way to get into the system. And if it's saying don't apply topically, most likely there's adulterations in that oil.
I'm so glad you spoke into that cautionary piece, because I think that the use of the internal essential oils can be really fun. But like you said, we need to make sure that it's the proper grade. One of my favorite ways to use wild orange is in my apple cider vinegar drink. So I'll do water with apple cider vinegar, some lemon stevia, and a couple drops of wild orange. And there's my, you know, digestive tonic, keep me going through the day, keep my mood uplifted.
I wanted to just emphasize, one, it is a digestive booster, which is so great. So as you know, it's an anti-inflammatory, it's a relaxant as well. And it's a circulatory enhancer as well. So what we know is essential oils, orange essential oil in particular, can promote better digestion also ease cramps and ease constipation by just simply massaging the oil into the abdominal area or using it in a little, that shot. I do the same thing. I actually use lemon oil in my shot instead of wild orange. I don't know why. It's the same chemical constituent. It's limonene. We have our own thing that we love, right?
Right.
And then we also know that it stimulates the lymphatic system. It helps to stimulate the liver and the kidneys and the bladder. We know that it also helps to draw out toxins, excess sodium, and waste from the digestive tract. So those are some really interesting things around wild orange, particularly around the digestive system. But I just wanted to also just talk a little bit about the circulatory system as well. We know that wild orange and other citrus oils with limonene in them helps to improve blood flow and can help fight hypertension, which is really important. So I always love sharing that. And it's really, you know, on the bottom of the feet or creating a little massage. It's just such a great way to use that. It can be rubbed into the abdominal area, or maybe it can be rubbed into the legs or wherever it is that you need a little bit of circulatory help. One of the best essential oils for circulatory support and lymphatic drainage is going to be grapefruit, and very similar to a wild orange as well. But if you don't have a grapefruit, wild orange is a wonderful addition if you want a little bit of a circulation booster.
Dr. Marisa, thank you so much for sharing this totally fun, exciting, and applicable topic with us. Will you come back and talk about another oil at some other point?
Absolutely. I have a feeling that frankincense may be a fun oil to bring to the table.
We'll have to do that. That will be awesome. Thank you.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
The 15-Minute Matrix is brought to you by me, Andrea Nakayama, and the Functional Nutrition Alliance. The 15-Minute Matrix team includes my son, Gilbert Nakayama, on sound production, Renee Hunt, Natalie Merrill, and Christine Shook. You can visit us and hear more episodes at 15minutematrix.com. And if you'd like to be notified each time there's a new podcast episode ready and waiting for you, please go to 15minutematrix.com/notify and let us know. Plus, you always have an invitation to email us. We want to know who you'd like to hear on the podcast and what you'd like to see mapped on the 15-Minute Matrix. You can email us and let us know at ask@15minutematrix.com. That's ask@15minutematrix.com.